Hello, everybody here on Audio Boo, and to all of my very lovely and loyal listeners. It's Emily from Fashionista, as you probably gathered by the sound of my voice, because I'm sure many of you know what I sound like by now. But I still like to say it anyway for any newbies that I might have, and I've actually had a few newbies today as a result of my introduction on the Blind Abilities channel. So I would just like to welcome all of my new followers today in advance before I start this boot, and to say thank you for joining me, and I hope you enjoy my adventures and my ramblings and my wafflings here on Audio Boo, because I do plenty of those. Anyway, I will refrain from that before I continue to ramble on into oblivion. I'm just sitting here currently scoffing my face full of Crunch Bar, Nestle Crunch, which I love, before my dad finishes it off for me, which I don't really want him to do, but he never really seems to grasp that. But anyway, never mind, I'll just have to stash some, won't I? So, this evening I have been thinking a bit about new ideas for my website, fashionista.com, and one of the ideas that has been really plaguing my mind as such is the idea of having a new lookbook. And obviously lookbooks for fashion bloggers are basically where fashion bloggers come on and they share what they'll be wearing for the season, or, you know, their favourite kind of ensembles. But obviously mine's not going to be a season related lookbook. Mine's going to be more related to something that is of personal interest to me, but also something very fun and current and very on trend for anyone who keeps up with the film industry. So as many of you know, perhaps, there's going to be quite a few new films coming out this year and also next year. And one of them this year is going to be the release of the film called Maleficent, featuring Angelina Jolie. And that is really exciting, as obviously it kicks off the whole fairy tale theme. But also next year, we're going to be seeing the relaunch of a new version of Cinderella with the characters, with the actors such as... God, I had to think about that for a moment. But one of the actors is going to be Cate Blanchett, who's playing the stepmother, but I can't remember the other names. But they've been on Downton Abbey, so if you watch Downton Abbey, there's going to be a few familiar voices / faces going to be appearing on that. But it's really exciting because I remember a few years back now when the release of the Tim Burton film, the Alice in Wonderland version, came out. And that in itself was really exciting because I love Alice in Wonderland. But that also had a massive impact on the fashion industry, because high street stores went really big on Alice in Wonderland, and there were so many pop-up shops being released with that kind of thing going on, and it was just such a massive thing really in the fashion and retail industry. So I have a feeling that this is going to be the same with Maleficent, and the kind of the fairy tale theme in fashion, because if you remember, Gangster Squad also affected fashion because there was a huge revival of 1940s fashion and cosmetics. So it's really quite a film has a very big influence on fashion, suffice it to say. So really I would like to do a lookbook on fairy tales, not only because of the promise that the film industry is going to have an effect on that, but also because I love fairy tales. They play a huge part in my life. My dream is to do a PhD in children's literature, so ultimately I love fairy tales, and I'm always reading them, and they are of huge interest to me. So I thought that having a lookbook that was hugely about fairy tales and fairy tale style fashion would be of interest. But really, I would like to give you guys the chance to have some sort of input in that in some way. So what I am asking you to do, if you like, is to come on here and either respond to me by a private message or perhaps even share it via a public boo, and to let us know what your favourite fairy tale caricature / character is, or even a setting or fairy tale itself, like a story, and what it is and why. So an example could be that you love Hansel and Gretel because the setting is very quirky, but it is also has a darker element to it. or it could be something like Puss in Boots, because of the representation of kind of the cat, or of heroism, or something like that. Really, whatever you want, you know, it could be also be a particular character, like one of the princesses or highborn ladies that you like. You know, you could also talk about one of the Disney films that have been adapted, like in the fashion in that, if you'd like. I don't mind that at all. So I will do my personal favourite. So for the actual fairy tale itself, as in the actual text or the literature, I am hugely, hugely, hugely fond of Puss in Boots. And Puss in Boots is just, to me, it's a brilliant story. And I love it. I really love it. I just think animals and their loyalty to humans. I like the idea of a cat actually being that loyal to you. Not that I've ever met a cat who could be that loyal to their owner, but you never know. There might be one out there. But I love it. It's just brilliant. And, you know, I don't think I've ever come across a fairy tale that had dogs in it, but I'm still on the search for that. Unless, of course, you want to count the wolf in Little Red Riding Hood, which I personally wouldn't, but some people might, you never know. But for actual fashion-related things, my favourite, I'd say princess, is obviously going to be Cinderella. And that is because many reasons, because I think that a new outfit can change your life and your whole outlook on life, and I think Cinderella is a perfect example of that. And in the Disney film, she looks amazing. Her dress is very much inspired by 1950s Christian Dior styles, which is of course when the film first launched. And it's just a great, you know, it's a great film. It's a classic, and it is really brilliant, and I still love it even now. I mean, I do love Beauty and the Beast. I like the storyline of that more, and I like the character of Belle, but I love her dress as well. It's beautiful. I mean, I was nuts on pretty much all of the princesses. I had all of the dresses, and I just, oh, God, happy memories for me, but it was good times, really good times. But anyway, so I will conclude this book now before I continue to waffle like I do. So if there is something in particular about fairy tales you like or is a personal attraction to you and that you'd like me to try and incorporate some way in the lookbook, then please do let me know. I'd be very happy to hear from you guys. So I hope you enjoyed your week, and have a lovely evening to you all. Bye for now.